Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now.
I'm working right here because we drinking. Okay. Shoot it up, Gordon. Let's go. Let's do this.
Be curious, not judgmental.
I ain't leaving $20 million on the goddamn table. Right. I want 52 because right. My contract was up. And he got 50. Right. Damn it, I got 50. Oh, that a boy. That's the spirit. Damn lie.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Doesn't everybody have air conditioning now, though?
Yeah, but it doesn't. There's a different feeling when it's not AC. I'm with Jim, and
you can open the window up.
Yes, that's really nice. Okay.
Jim, I don't know if you know this or not, but I sleep in the nude.
No. Oh, you can't do that.
You get me all excited.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty. Wiggy.
You say if Tom Brady was on this team, a Super Bowl.
The two tight ends, the receivers, the defense.
Okay, who are we throwing it to? The receiver.
He throwing it to Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne.
Who?
And John Smith.
Who?
Hunter Henry.
Who?
Come on, man. They talented on
offense. I'm like, look, you gotta prove something. Wiggy.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Greg has been teasing this story all morning long. Researchers are potty training cows.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
I loved Wiggy's documentary. I watched it in high school. Almost Famous.
That was close. That was actually
better than Greg's Almost 18.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Ken.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
You know what? I'm in.
Yeah!
Curtis, get that sweatshirt off your sickly looking frame immediately. I will not tolerate the wearing of any Tampa Bay Buccaneers gear on this program until perhaps the Friday before week 4. That will be okay, but other than that, outfit change.
Well, I was going to wear my SIEB George sweatshirt, but it's still in the balance, so we'll see.
Tell you something. My candidate appears to be moving on to November, although there are some last-minute hijinks afoot. I don't know what's going on there, Ken.
Yeah.
But we had two clear winners, those who would advance in the Boston mayoral election at the end of the evening or early in the morning, and now suddenly they appear to have found some additional votes or something. What is the latest there?
There was reports of a three-way tie for second. 60% precincts reporting.
Ooh,
That's like the Red Sox. Virtual tie,
right? You're so right, Greg. And she's tight with Mayor Walsh, right? So is she going to promise to come on the show and then not show up? Or?
My candidate?
Yes, yes.
Greg was with her last night. It was on Instagram.
Yes, I was. I was there.
Oh, you're on Instagram, Greg?
I was there for the big celebration or the attempted celebration last night.
But you will do anything for a free drink. It's unbelievable. You party hopped at everybody's headquarters last night.
This is Wagons and a favorite.
Mr. Barros, I love you. You're doing a great job. I'll have a old-fashioned, please.
Well, it appears that the acting mayor Janie era may be over.
That was quick.
Well, Wiggy, she had one major accomplishment, which was reinstituting the mask mandate here in the city of Boston. So other than that.
Right before she had reservations at Massimo's restaurant in the North End.
Aria.
Yeah, it was a quick run. Yeah. If you ain't an old white Irish guy, you ain't getting 25, 30 years. Think about it. We went from Flynn to Menino to Walsh.
Well, Menino was Italian.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he was half Irish.
No, he was like you. He claimed he was half Italian.
Young people are flooding, not fleeing the city.
I'm just glad we'll finally have a mayor in my lifetime that can speak English.
But what? I mean, can we just say that every single election now, there are going to be last-minute votes that appear from various boxes and that are mailed in, and there's never going to be an election that is decided on election night going forward. Correct? I mean, there's even questions about Gavin Newsom, and who was brought to tears last night by the fact that he may have at least advanced to the opportunity to be the governor of California again. Yeah.
I'm going to get a bumper sticker that says, at least we're not California.
So there's a black trash bag outside City Hall. Bunch of envelopes in it.
Well, we will keep you up to date on the preliminary mayoral election throughout the show. If you want to be on this morning, you can call 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937. We will get to today's leads in about 25 minutes, around 6:30 or so. And then the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30. If you cannot listen to the show today or any day on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com or on the Odyssey app. And if you have yet to download the Odyssey app, do so today. You'll probably enjoy it. We have a new feature on that app where the same commercial plays over and over and over again. Is that still a feature of the Odyssey app, Ken?
Yes, it was addressed yesterday on the Odyssey Town Hall.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I noticed you were absent for.
I missed that. Yeah. Were there free drinks? Because I would have got it. Or was it virtual? It's probably virtual.
Our app's new tagline is, we hate listeners.
All right. Well, download the app, and then you can listen to this show from wherever you are. And if you choose to, you can watch this program on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And right now, here is Ken and what is trending this morning.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's, Greg. And here's an easy dinner idea for you from our friends at Shaw's. You pick up fresh from the deli, 8-piece fried or roasted chicken, 34-ounce rotisserie chicken, just $5.97. On sale now through Thursday. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
I would go with the roasted because I am watching my waistline.
Mm-hmm. Didn't look so last night.
No, well, I tried the
hefty portion of pasta there.
It looked so good, though.
The specialty. That was down at a great restaurant in Dorchester.
Okay.
Venezia. And the special there is the chicken parm with the, but the pasta, you have to have the vodka sauce. So vodka cream sauce on that
really
chicken.
Good. Is there any spice to it?
Not very spicy.
Okay.
But I only had 2 to 3 bites.
Taste test.
And I think it's Venezia, not Venedia.
What did I say? Venezia? There's no T in it, Curtis. I mean, I could be wrong, but.
Was the Sox game on? That's the most important thing.
I saw a little bit of the Sox game. I was focused on the politics, but I saw a little bit. Listen, they got a win.
They got big redemption from Schwarbs.
Yeah. 3-2 pitch again. Swing and a drive. Lined into right center. A base hit toward the gap. It may get to the wall. It does. It may clear the bases. Bobbled by Henniger. The first two runs score, and here comes another throw to the plate, and sliding in safely when the ball is dropped is Travis Shaw. It's a three-run double for Schwarber, who will take third on the throw, and the Red Sox lead it 5-2.
There we go, en route to an 8-4 final. And you went to Castig's after that for the after hours for some cocktails. That was great. That'll bring the big wins.
So you have a virtual tie, though, right?
Three-way virtual tie.
Yep. Yankees, Blue Jays, and Sox.
Smells like a rivalry.
It is tight.
It's very tight. Now let me throw these schedules at you. I know you like to break down future schedules.
Okay.
15 games left for the Sox.
Yep.
One more Seattle today, 4:10 on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. They've got 6 left with Baltimore.
6-0, you got to go.
3 with the Nationals to end the year, and they've got a 3-game series with the Yankees, 2 with the Mets. Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You got 9 easy ones in there. Yankees have an easy next 8, then the 3 in Boston, 3 in Toronto, and 3 with Tampa to end the year. So pretty tough for the Yankees there, depending how Tampa is doing.
They luck out, though, because Tampa will likely have everything sealed up by then.
They might. And Toronto has 4 more with Tampa, 7 with Minnesota, but then they end with Baltimore. 3-game series with Baltimore. So better pull ahead of the Jays here while you can. Tanner Houck today in Day Baseball. Chris Sale cleared to return Friday at Fenway. Matt Barnes could also be back. Christian Arroyo, Jaron Durant starting rehab assignments, so getting healthier. Some terrible news involving former Patriot Kevin Falk. His 19-year-old daughter passed away Monday. Cause of death not reported, but Falk coaching down in LSU. Wiggy, I don't know if you know Kevin at all, but
yep.
Football team announced her death in a statement. Bruins two-time cup winner Fred Stanfield passed away, age of 77. Second-line setter in the early 70s behind the Phil Esposito on those title teams. And Norm MacDonald, comedian, comic legend, passing away.
Yeah,
yesterday.
After a 9-year secret battle with cancer.
Right.
Yeah. So sad.
And I guess the only Patriots-related news, they'll practice today at 12:30. NFLPA has determined that former Patriot Josh Gordon has completed his NFL monitor treatment, and he should be reinstated. That's what they're claiming. See if that happens. NFL football tomorrow, Taylor Heinicke makes his second start for Washington against the Giants.
What about the Patriot-related news that Ty Law said it was all Belichick and no Brady?
That was making its rounds on the interwebs.
Curtis, did you hear that yesterday by any chance?
No, he didn't hear that.
He didn't hear that?
No.
No, he missed that part?
He's spot on, because if not for Bill, Tom would have never had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But then once Tom was here, Bill did things with Tom he never did as a coach before or since.
Remove that sweatshirt immediately.
Or I
may come in there and remove it for you.
Uh-oh.
You have to take your glasses off.
Feels like the old show.
Yeah. Wiggy, how about this? You remove my glasses, and then I'll go remove the sweatshirt. We may have to institute dress Curtis immediately. So he doesn't wear any.
I do not put that on social media.
Oh, hey, quick reminder that tomorrow morning we will be broadcasting from the Encore Casino and the brand new Wynn Sports Bet Bar that's over there. So they got a gigantic television. We have free breakfast. All you have to do is come by, say hello, and enjoy the show live tomorrow morning from the brand new Encore Boston Harbor Casino.
I will be there tonight for a free beverage, 6 p.m. Yes. for the VIP opening.
I'll be there as well.
My man.
Me and you will be rubbing bows, man.
Double down on some blackjack.
Rubbing bows? What does that mean?
Rubbing elbows.
Yeah. Oh, rubbing elbows. Okay. I wasn't familiar with that.
Rubbing bows?
Yeah. Ooh, what does that mean?
Sounds pretty interesting.
Where is that origin?
Does that come with a vodka sauce?
Wiggy needs a translator, at least for me sometimes.
Can I have the etymology of that word?
What if your bow is rubbing on the side of your body because you need to lose a little weight? Does that count as rubbing bows?
The chunky bow.
All right, we will be back with today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Up next,
it's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Cut me down like a redwood.
On WEEI.
Choice. I wanna be elected. I'm Yankee Doodle Dandy in a gold Rolls Royce. I wanna be elected. Kids want a savior and don't need a faith. I wanna be elected.
Well, it appears that when it comes to the Boston mayoral election, the results are now fluid. Fluid.
I'm looking on Twitter, and it's like every reporter in the Boston area is posting about it, and you'll have one reporter saying that it's down to two, then right above it, like 28 minutes ago, then 27 minutes ago, it's an open race. It's tightening, and they're from the same station. I don't know what to go off of.
Must be just collecting different votes from different areas.
Maybe
they forgot to pick up some votes last night, Ken, or something. How does that
Twitter happen? Also reporting Trump lost again.
Is it a three-person race or a two-person race or a four-person?
It began with five.
Right.
And it's supposed to be down to two.
Okay.
And so it appears that the incumbent acting mayor, who I believe had conceded, has now somehow been brought back into the top three or whatever it is. It appears that somebody was perhaps stumbled across some votes that had not been picked up or what have you. I don't know. How does that work, Wiggy?
Usually bags, right? Isn't that what happened with the...
You ever left a bag of groceries in the car?
I have.
And forgot about them?
Oh,
yeah.
That's
everything
disgusting.
Is spoiled?
Yeah.
Well, somebody else picks it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I once left the BlackBerry on the top of my car. No joke, I drove home and it was still on the top of my car.
That's happened to me before.
At least it wasn't a dog or a kid or something like that, all right? Think about it that way.
Yeah, my mom left me on the top of the car once.
Just tells you how slow you were driving that it didn't fall off.
Cautious, Wiggy. Always
okay,
good to be
cautious.
Smart.
All right. Well, we'll do our best to keep you updated when it comes to the preliminary mayoral runoff here in the city of Boston.
I voted for Marco Rubio.
You'll make history, though. At least you know that it'll be the first woman mayor elected.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Regardless of who it is.
Absolutely.
In the Boston Globe, talk about powerful. The one person they endorse is in like seventh place. What an outfit.
It was hard yesterday to go on a walk around Southie because they have so many polling centers.
Yes.
So you're walking through all these polling centers and everybody's trying to stop you to give you some type of nail file that says vote so-and-so or like some pamphlet. Let me be. I'm on my walk.
Vote now, mofo. Well, hopefully they'll change the law and let the bars stay open until about 3 a.m., whoever the new mayor is.
Or
happy hour.
Yeah, so that would be your first
That's
ask.
My first
That's
thing.
That's your first ask.
Yeah.
Is bars stay
we
open.
We shut
until...
down too early. That's why NBA players don't
want
to come
anything
in.
Else you, anything else you want? You want the mask mandate gone?
Yeah, get rid of that. But
okay, get rid of the masks.
Get rid of the mask and lower the taxes.
You would prefer that the bars stay open till 4?
Yeah, then, 3 or 4
then,
in the morning.
Then the taxes are lowered? That wouldn't...
Because you got to drink. You're still getting hit with taxes anyway. Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam's coming to get his cut, so...
How do you feel about bike lanes? Do you think we need more bike lanes?
Nope.
No, you're okay with bike lanes? I don't think we need bikes
in the city at all. You should fine if you're riding a bike in the city.
But you do feel good about the dirt bikes.
Yeah.
The rogue dirt bikes that are making their way all over our streets and sidewalks. That's a good thing.
Regular bikers... are worse than dirt bike riders.
What?
Oh, by far.
Whoa. We have a lot of cyclists who listen to this program.
Listen,
some of us are Peloton cyclists.
You were tired.
The cyclists are worse than the dirt bike riders because the cyclists feel like they are untouchable. I know sometimes the dirt bike riders can, but they flow with the traffic like everybody else. The cyclists They only go can only go so fast. They don't stop at lights. They feel like they can do whatever they want, throwing up them stupid hand signals. Like, stop it.
That's what the dirt bikers are doing. They're going through red lights. They're going through, like, over lanes of traffic.
But there's not as many dirt bikers out there than there is cyclists. Cyclists are every. Then you throw in those stupid hub bikes. That's even worse. Bikes should not be allowed in the city.
You have a real problem with those who are riding bicycles.
Yeah, I do.
I've noticed it. Have you noticed that it's a real trigger point for J. Charles Wickens?
Because they absolutely are horrendous when it comes to the flow of the traffic. Even if you're in the city or in the suburbs, they want to drive on the back roads. So, it was like 15 of them last night. I'm driving. They're in the middle of the street on a back road, and they feel like they're entitled because there's no real shoulder to ride on, so they just want to ride in the middle of the street. Like, you got to be concerned. Their thing is, you got to be concerned about me. I ain't got to be concerned about you. It's like people who walk on the crosswalk when it says don't walk, and they just walk like, oh, I don't have to be concerned about the cars that are coming. They need to worry about me.
I will tell you one thing that is frustrating is frequently I am on a walk run in the Esplanade area. Or even over here by the radio station, you know, the little area where they have the walking path over there, Ken, where you go every morning to walk over to Starbucks. Yeah. And you might be walking along the path and all of a sudden somebody comes up on you at a high rate of speed and they either scream or ring their bell or whatever it is. And then you don't know whether to go right or left because they're behind you, and they nearly run you over.
Right.
Well, usually as a female, it's because they're just honking at you to honk.
That could be in there. Yeah. That's probably what it is with me also.
Cyclists have no street ethics at all when they're riding their bikes.
I have all the street ethics.
But why are you still riding a bike? What are you doing?
Like, because I enjoy it. With it. I go to the seaport on a blue bike. Oh, I'll go to a brewery.
Seriously?
Yeah. Instead of being in an Uber.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby.
What's your issue? If Courtney wants to ride a bike, she can ride a bike. She wants to get some exercise.
Exercise
is
one
really
thing.
It's not really for exercise. Right. It's just like it's a freeing feeling.
You can make the argument that Lance Armstrong did more harm to America than any living person.
He did.
I mean, that one buffoon, I don't care that he cheated, he created a generation of entitled bikers.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're so entitled.
Live strong, my ass.
Now, what are you, Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz? You're driving around on the blue bike?
It's my favorite movie, so.
This is Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's going on?
Not much. I got to agree with my man Wiggy here about these damn cyclists. You know what? They act like we should share the road with them, and I get it. It's the law. But you know what? They're putting everybody else in danger. They don't stop for the stop signs. They don't stop for the stoplights. They're causing traffic backup. And, you know, they don't have a registered vehicle. They don't have insurance on that thing. What happens if you crash and hit one of them?
Yeah, I mean, it can be an issue. I don't like to generalize an entire population, but there are some
of them. The majority of them.
Some that don't follow the rules of the road.
They should have to have their bikes registered and insured. Yeah. And why do we have to pay excise taxes for our vehicles? They don't have. They should have to do all the things we have to do as people who drive in cars or motorcycles.
Okay. Same with the rogue dirt bikers, then. They should have to do the same thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, they
that's
should
cool.
They should
but
be.
How many times have you seen a police officer pull over a guy on a cycle on a regular bike?
That's a perfect example of why it's less dangerous to have people on regular bikes.
No, it's not. There's more of them, and they act like they control the roads. At least when the call is right, when they get to a red light, they don't stop because they don't want to put their feet on the ground.
Yeah.
So they want to like go through red lights, go through stop signs.
You got to be in Southie at 5 p.m. to watch dirt bikers just rip through down Broadway
I see the dirt bikers. I mean, there's a few of them.
It's the wheelies, Wiggy. They do these wheelies that are, like, insane, and they just dominate the roadways.
Yeah, I understand. But there's not as many of them as the Lance Armstrong or the blue bikers.
Correct.
Right. The hub bikes.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
So I'm not going to condone the dirt bikers because, they're a massive problem. When you see them riding around in circles and traffic on Route 93, that's an issue. But the thing with the bikers, I think I just missed a call or touch upon it. The ones that have their feet like locked into the stupid pedals and they ride around in, you know, circles in when at a red light, they're just so entitled. It's so freaking annoying. They do it down here in Florida. They do it up there. It used to drive me nuts when I was driving in and out of Boston all the time. Like the blue bikes, I don't have as much of a problem with because you can at least ride a blue bike like a normal freaking person, like Wiggy would say, a 6-year-old. But the freaking cyclists that get all dressed up like Lance Armstrong, Curtis, you're 100% right. Curtis, the freaking guy that cheated like throughout the whole career to make everybody think he's awesome, he did so much worse by getting people wanting to wear those stupid bicycle suits and keep their feet in the stirrups. Oh my God, they drive me so crazy. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Yeah, I am going to, whatever the donation needs to be, I want for Dress Curtis, I want him in the bike spandex.
Yeah. He has to wear a Livestrong bracelet with it, too.
I'll just do the bracelet.
Yeah, those bracelets were the hottest thing on the market.
Oh my God. Michael Scott even created his own.
All right. Heads up for tomorrow morning. We will be broadcasting from the Encore Boston Harbor, the brand new sports bar that is there, WynnBET Sports Bar. So come over tomorrow morning, say hello. We have free breakfast. Love to, and we have lots of stuff to give away, I think, tomorrow there as well, like stays at the casino and all that stuff. So that is tomorrow morning. Coming up during the news with Courtney around 7:45. What Senator Warren is demanding that Amazon stop selling, and also Florida, not like the rest of us, what one man was willing to do to skip the lines at Disney. We'll get to that during the news. Right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
I don't know it, but it sounds like it might be Night Ranger.
Oh, sort of in the same. Well,
but Ted Nugent.
No, it's female singer.
Female singer. What's the decade?
80s.
80s. Female singer. Pat Benatar.
Yeah, Pat Benatar.
Wow.
Okay. Good job.
What's the first word of the song?
Promises.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd never heard the song before. It's called Promises in the Dark. It's on her Greatest Hits album.
Oh.
A pretty good guitar in there. I think her husband plays guitar.
Did you pick that?
Yeah.
Husband is Neil Giraldi or something like that. Is
sure.
that his name?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe they're touring together. Like they go to the casinos. They play at the casinos.
There we go.
She and her husband. So, all right. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. There's a lot to love about driving a brand new 2021 Subaru. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. You can get details when you go to SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, Josh McDaniels met the media yesterday, Patriots week, getting ready for the Jets. This was an incredible shot at Tom Brady that I can't believe nobody else is picking up on. This is one of the great retorts from the Patriots organization back to Tommy Boy that we've had since he left. This is McDaniels praising Mac Jones and how unselfish he is.
I don't really know where that football is or what have you. I know he's certainly not absorbed in selfish things or self-promotion. So I think he's it's more about the team and how he can help the team and how he can play better. So I don't know what happened with that, but I know that's his attitude and mindset.
Oh my God, is that terrific?
I love it.
Great job, McDaniels.
I love it.
How is that not spread across the Tampa media papers, newspapers today?
That is fantastic. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But that gives you a window into what the Patriots organization want from their players and their quarterback.
Yeah.
They want a guy that is unselfish, not a self-promoter, Curtis.
And that's what kind of Charlie Weiss said, where the reason why you go with a kid like Mac, or he would love to be with Mac, is because he ain't going to say nothing. He's going to do what you say and pick up the donuts.
Well, and Ty talked about it yesterday a little bit, kind of that Patriot way thing.
Right.
where, you know, nobody's bigger than the team.
Right. I'd like to still see him have a little personality.
It's working out for them really well. I mean, this new approach.
And I guess that's what people were saying about Cam, too, right? He was always promoting himself on Instagram. Yeah. They always wanted to call the social media.
Yeah,
so
once you hand the football to a young kid in the stands, you know that's they're coming for your head after that one. Look at that selfish guy there.
All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. And speaking of Josh McDaniels, he would work at a bike shop if it wasn't for Tom Brady. Absolute miserable failure everywhere else he's been without the quarterback. But anyway, speaking of Tom Brady and New Englanders forgetting all that he brought to this region, I was alerted on every platform I have from Greg 15 times yesterday about the Smug Brewing Company. At first, I thought he wanted me to get off the wagon, and then in hindsight, he actually was showing me this product that is being sold today, Traitorade.
It's a new beer.
It's a great logo.
It's in honor of Tom Brady.
And Gronk.
And Gronk. It's called Traitorade.
Looking to capitalize on the return of the GOAT in week 4, Smug Brewing, very smart, brilliant advertising campaign here. They are selling Traitorade beer, and for the life of me, I will never understand. Like, could you imagine Michael Jordan returns to Chicago with the Wizards, and they're selling Traitorade beer with number 23 on it? I mean, what is wrong with us?
Well, the guy, he professed his loyalty and his love for us for 19 years, and then suddenly he took off for a big bag of cash. That was it.
And he doesn't really show us any love.
He really doesn't. Mm-hmm. No, he actually takes shots at us.
Yeah, he doesn't show us much love.
Do you think it's love that he brought 6 titles to this region or no?
No, I mean, but you should still, like, if somebody spent their, you know.
You think Bill Belichick shows love to Bostonians?
No, but he shows love to the Giants. Like, he shows.
Okay, right, so then why don't we hate him?
Because he coaches and he's still.
No, we're talking about showing love.
Yeah, right. You
just said he only showed love to the Giants. Why would a Pats fan love
him? No, he shows love to the Patriots by coaching up the Patriots and winning championships.
Well, not so much coaching up anymore.
and being part of the organization. Brady went to Tampa, and anytime he's asked about New England or anything involving.
Did he ever hold out when he was here?
No, but he doesn't.
Why do you support Steph Gilmore then? Because he's holding out. He's not on the field.
He doesn't.
They could have absolutely used Gilmore.
He should have held out. Guess what? If he held out, he'd be here. That's his damn problem. He's too damn nice, and he never wanted to hold out. He should have held out.
So holding out's good.
Yes, because he would have got the money because they would have had no choice but to pay him, and we would not be in this situation.
So, good thing is to be Steph Gilmore, demand more money and hold out. Bad for Tom Brady to demand market
value. Yes, because guess what? When you allow somebody to walk all over you for 19 years.
He didn't. He left.
No. When you allow somebody to walk all over you for 19 years, and then all of a sudden you want them to now not walk all over you no more, guess what? It's very difficult for them not to do that. If he would have put his foot down from day one, but he's too nice of a guy, and he wanted to do what he felt was best for the team, at the end of his career here in New England, that bit him. Well, it bit us in the ass as fans.
Also, the difference between Brady and his disses that he throws at New England and this beer company, Smug Brewing, in the Instagram caption says, I know some people will be a little upset about this beer. Just remember, it is a joke. We love our 2 former Patriot players.
Oh, there you go.
So they're still being nice about it. And it sounds delicious. An imperial fruit sour with Florida key limes and a dash of sea salt. This beer reminds me of getting old and having to retire in Florida.
I have a quick question. So they're given a pass because they say it's a joke. We spent months ripping Tom Brady for saying he prefers the weather in Florida. We made that into a shot. He's never actually taken a shot.
They said we love our 2 former Patriot players.
Right. Yeah. And Ken Laird is deranged, creating fake instances where he professes.
Like I feel like you might be deranged over the fact that some brewing company in Rhode Island is producing a Traitorade beer. I feel like you're the deranged.
In the event that I drink again, I will not be drinking Traitorade.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney?
Good morning. Ken brought this up in the leads, but Josh Gordon is reportedly vaccinated and ready to play as soon as the NFL will allow him. The NFLPA has asked Roger Goodell to reinstate Gordon. And looking at this, it just makes sense to me. And I think some people really overreact when it comes to Josh Gordon. We have players in the NFL who have been accused of doing things terrible things to other people, and they are still in the NFL. Josh Gordon has admitted that he has an issue. He has a problem. He has tried to get help for that. And if other players didn't respect him, the NFLPA wouldn't try to reinstate him over and over and over again. So why not give this guy a chance? Yeah. If he says he still has gas in the tank and he's doing everything he can to get back on the field, I mean, this is a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. Look.
Well, he's had a ton of opportunities. I mean, think about Justin Blackmon, the kid from Jacksonville who had the same issues, who never got another chance. So there are players out there who don't really get a second, third, fourth chance. Not that Josh Gordon shouldn't be given that opportunity, but the NFL, I would say, has done a really good job in basically helping him and giving him multiple opportunities. Because usually after like your third time, that's it, you're banned for life. No, now it's up to a team. I think didn't Seattle give him an opportunity?
Yeah, like, after here, yeah.
Yeah, well, after he had his other situation, and then he went to Seattle and had, you know, some other situations. So, yeah, I mean, obviously you feel bad for the kid, but he's definitely got a lot of opportunities.
All right. With Josh Gordon, wasn't it just he's failing drug tests over and over again?
Yeah.
So
yeah, substance abuse.
Well, you bring up like Justin
Antonio
Blackmon.
Brown. He's not throwing the fake Ds at police officers.
Or getting a DUI.
Right, or driving around L.A. with an Uzi, like Frank Clark, who's playing today.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, there are guys definitely that have done stuff that you're going like, Jesus, this guy's still in the league. But it's all the pain. If Josh Gordon was Josh Gordon from 5 years ago, I think he probably gets another shot all day long.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, what's your lead?
All right, well, we've all talked about football, and I have to say I am excited that football is back and the rest of the country is as well. Now, the ratings for this past weekend were up 7% from last year. Hmm. So it looks like, you know, everybody was like, oh, is football going to take a major hit? Are they down? The Tampa Bay-Dallas game was the second highest rated opening game for the NFL since 2015. And the Monday night game, Raiders and Ravens, since 2013. So it looks like people now are starting to get back to watching football again. Everybody thought was this whole Trump take a knee thing, was that going to be a problem, an issue? Then the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. But it looks like now people are back and football is back headed in the right direction. And, you know, and you could see it in the ratings.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
There is a somewhat of a big Twitter beef going on this morning between Nicki Minaj and the Prime Minister of England, Boris Johnson.
Really?
Because Ms. Minaj suggested that she was not getting the vaccine because a friend of hers who had been vaccinated became impotent.
Yeah, one of his nuts swelled up.
Yes, that led to the impotence. Mm-hmm.
Which one's Nicki Minaj? I'm looking at them here.
And the Prime Minister of England was asked about this yesterday. Here's what he said.
The world's biggest female celebrity is Nicki Minaj, who today publicly linked the coronavirus vaccines to impotence. Now, she's got 8 million followers on Twitter. Many of them are young people. The young people you're suggesting should get vaccinated. What would you say to them, and how concerned are you by public comments like that from public figures?
I'm not familiar with the works of, or not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I probably should be, but I am familiar with Nicki Kanani, a superstar GP of Bexley, who's appeared many times on before you, who will tell you that vaccines are wonderful and everybody should get them. So I prefer to listen to Nicki Kanani.
Yeah, let's put those Instagram followers up against each other, I'm sure. They're right around the same.
Are you shocked that the Prime Minister of England has no idea who Nicki Minaj is? No? He should pay attention.
Yeah, right? I mean, she's big over there in Europe. You would think you know Nicki Minaj is.
All right. Well, I don't believe that Ken, that hasn't been proven, right? That the vaccine causes impotence.
I'm going to check with Boney. I'll get back to you.
Well, it has.
Wow.
It has been proven. She said her cousin's
friend.
Right.
Who the testicles became swollen after getting the vaccine. It was in Trinidad, though, so perhaps they accidentally did the vaccine in the testicles.
Did you smell gasoline?
What's happening? Are we gonna...
Didn't you smell exhaust for like?
I did. I was smelling exhaust forever.
Right. So has that been proven? Like, so people have symptoms from the vaccine.
Well, that was from him having COVID.
Well, COVID. But there are some people that have probably had other symptoms from the vaccine, or whether it's COVID, that, you know, maybe the scientists haven't proven. But yet we know things happen.
All right. Those are today's leads. Quick reminder that if you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See app.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
But what month is before November?
September. On WEEI.
Troy named Troy. Used to live in Detroit. Big, big, big money. He was getting some coins. Was the shootouts with the Lord, but he lived in a palace. Both bought me Alexander McQueen. He was keeping me stylish. Now that's
of the works of Nicki Minaj asking for Boris Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. I would think that whether it's Boris Johnson or anyone, at some point we would honor, whether it's Nicki Minaj or Dave the Electrician, we would honor the personal choice that an individual wants to make. I mean,
She's doing her research. She's not going to get the vaccine for the Met Gala. She's going to get the vaccine if she does enough research and it's right for her.
Right. I'm not familiar with the works of, or not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I probably should be, but I am familiar.
Here's Bill from Lynn. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bill?
I got two things. One, a rejoin request, that song, I've Got Big Balls. I heard Ken Jong-un's, the reason why he loves vaccines so much is he was hoping that, you know, something would get bigger if he was injecting so many vaccines, but it didn't work, Ken. It didn't work for you.
All right. How do you know? Thank you. This is Steve. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I have some weird symptoms, but the good things are I used to be conceited, but now I'm perfect. I get better looking every day. But the weird thing is, you can't tell me that there's not poison in there because I want to vote Democrat, and that's fact.
Hey, Ken is right over there. I voted Democrat yesterday. Came to the preliminary mayoral election.
I mean, your girl Anissa is kind of moderate, right? She's not really a...
She's
Republican.
Like, I would call her the most reasonable of the bunch.
She seems reasonable to me. I agree with that.
We had her on the show, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep. In fact, you were not really very thrilled with her take on that issue.
Well, was that with regard to the party fines in South Boston?
Yeah.
She wasn't a big fan of the club staying open until 3 either.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's make it clear. I will vote for a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
If there are only Democrats running in the election.
I'm a registered Democrat.
You are?
Yeah. My dad ran Democrat when he was a politician, yeah. But I would say we're both down the middle. I think
most people in the country are down the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, what's that?
What, you don't think so?
Yeah, you can really tell.
Yeah, but the loudest people are the extremists, right? So.
Yep, Curtis.
How am I extreme?
I listened to what Clay Travis said. What did he say about what's going on in Clay Travis's world?
I don't know. I just know there's jokers to the left of me and clowns to the right.
This is Todd from Cambridge. Hey, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, Boris Johnson got off easy compared to Joy Reid on MSNBC. Goodness gracious, don't ever get on the bad side of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, but I mean, Nicki Minaj, I got to give her credit because she feels strongly about her opinion when it comes to the vaccine, and she's beefing with everybody about it. So, I mean, good for her.
She blasted Joy Reid.
I'll give her credit. She is well-spoken, too. But back to the bike thing for a second here. Here's the problem I have with the Cocos of the world who ride the bikes in. We got rid of half the parking spaces and half the traffic lanes around the city of Boston because of this. But when it rains, it's too hot, too cold, whatever, a little bit of wind, who cares? They don't give those lanes back to us. Those lanes just sit there empty, and they're never coming back. Great move there, Boston.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and why, if you're a tourist, like the blue bikes are for tourists. Like, and they come here, they don't know where to go, so all they do is cause traffic.
No, the blue bikes are not just for tourists.
Yeah.
They are an attempt to eliminate traffic. So if you're going from Southie to Dorchester to pick up your dry cleaning or something.
You're not getting on a blue bike.
You could
use, actually, their baskets are really big.
Stop it.
They are. Their baskets are big.
You're not.
Why do you hate the blue bikes?
Because you're not getting on bike and going from Southie to Dorchester to pick up dry cleaning.
I've gone from Southie to the North End.
Yeah, but there's nobody going from Southie to Dorchester on a blue bike.
And you probably went from the seaport to the North End, where you went down like
I went from my apartment in Southie to the North End.
Oh man,
and
I
back
where you live.
And back. Yeah. So
Courtney wants to get a little exercise.
But she said it's not for exercise.
Yeah, it's not for exercise. I think I started doing it during COVID when I didn't want to be in an Uber, when it wasn't like I didn't know what was going on and Ubers weren't really around. So I got a new blue bike. It was the best way to get around.
But the call is right, though. When you're not using that blue bike, you got all these bike lanes, and like you said, you've eaten up half these parking spots and taken all the things that people that want to drive in the city need, and you can't get that back. It's too hot to ride the blue bike.
But my happiness is riding a blue bike sometimes, so I'm going to stick by it.
Yeah.
And the baskets are big.
Don't let Wiggy bully you off of your blue bike.
All right, listen, if you want to ride your blue bike around the city and you're a grown woman with a basket and a bell on it and going from Southie to the North End to pick up some cannolis, then I guess, you know what?
I just don't understand why you have an issue with grown-ups riding bikes.
Because they are entitled and they cause problems. The people on bikes, because my wife always says it to me all the time when I'm driving. She always says, oh, be careful. No, I have the right of way. Like, when somebody's walking across the street or on their bike and they're not doing something to abide by the law, I technically have the right of way.
I don't think you do.
No, that's the problem. You do. I'm driving a 3,000-pound vehicle that is much harder to maneuver than your stupid 15 to 20-pound Lance Armstrong $4,000 bike. And you're just like blowing through.
I love Nicki Minaj.
It's pathetic, though. Like, they think that it's easy for you to just hit the brakes and do whatever because they feel entitled that they have the right of way.
Wiggy, why don't we just have horse-drawn carriages? Would that be okay? That's a way to get from point A to point B. No, it's not the 1800s.
Right.
It's a world of cars. We should drive places.
Right.
Bikes only cause accidents. The bikes... Nobody obeys the laws of the road.
Nope.
Nobody waits at a red light. Most of the people on the blue bikes don't wear helmets.
Right.
Do we really want tourists? Boston, I've lived here my whole life. I still get lost. A tourist on a blue bike is death waiting to happen.
Right.
I mean, it's not good idea for anybody.
How is somebody like Courtney going to pedal over to some sort of a farmer's market and pick up a baguette?
So
And I actually think Boston does a good job that we're not like Atlanta has the birds, which are the little scooters, the electric scooters. Would you rather that?
I don't want none of them.
Well, a lot of other
places. Unless you're on the playground, that's the only time you should be on a scooter.
They do have them in Salem, though. Very
I will
fun.
Say the electric scooter people are very obnoxious.
Yeah, they all are. The scooter people, the bike people, the rollerbladers, all these people that are doing things on roads that were built for vehicles. When you're going around Boston, unless you're like, I don't even know where, unless you're like in some of the back roads of Southie, or you shouldn't be driving around on a bike in the seaport. That's not built for bikes. There's cars and all types
of stuff. It's built for billionaires.
It's aggravating, man. And at times, I'm like, listen, if you happen to get clipped in your back tire, I don't want to see you die or anything, but if you happen your back tire happens to get clipped, so be it.
I didn't know that me riding a blue bike would cause so much anger.
You know why? Because I want to bet you, like Curtis said, he probably sees it more because he lives in the city. You don't obey the laws of a bike. Stop.
I do.
You don't come
I to... stop. I Oh, 100%. I am so terrified about being hit by a car that I am making sure that I am going by all the rules.
Do you and Santo ever ride a tandem bike?
No.
Bicycle built for two?
No, never. I have a real...
Santo!
I have a hard time giving up control in moving situations.
Oh, no. Santo would definitely sit in the back.
Yeah, you would sit in the front. You could control the handlebars.
Like that. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, just put Santo in the back in the prone position.
No.
And I'm sure he'll be delighted with that. All right. We have to take a break. But coming up, there is good news for Wiggy. When it comes to Cam Newton returning to the NFL.
Yes.
This is big. We will get to that coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.